So let's go for the first part of the hadith first. The word at-tayyib being used in the Quran and Sunnah as being mentioned by Dr. Jamal Badi in his explanation, commentary on the 40 hadith. The word at-tayyib is used in the Quran and Sunnah to describe actions, good deeds, people, things, speech, etc. And this term, at-tayyib, is used as adjectives. Literally, it means something good. And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, in his book Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam, interpreted the word as at-tahir, which is pure. And the term, verily Allah is pure, inna Allah tayyibun, means Allah has all the attributes of perfection and completeness, and He is free from any kind of shortcomings, weaknesses, or needs. As for the second part after that, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned he does not accept unless from which is pure or which is good, and the hadith refers to all good deeds. It's not just about food, it's all about all good deeds. Allah does not accept any deeds that are spoiled by any other aspects that may ruin it. For example, if the deed is for the sake of showing off to others, or in the case that it involves wealth, and then the wealth must come from legal sources.